Bible quotes about love. But God demonstrates his own love for us, and that while we were still sinners, Christ died for us. Just as the Father has loved me, I have also loved you. Remain in my love. If you obey my commandments, you will remain in my love, just as I have obeyed my Father's commandments and remained in his love. I have told you these things so that my joy may be in you and your joy may be complete. My commandment is this, to love one another just as I have loved you. No one has greater love than this, that one lays down his life for his friends. And to all these virtues add love, which is the perfect bond. Above all, keep your love for one another fervent, because love covers a multitude of sins. Dear friends, let us love one another, because love is from God, and everyone who loves has been fathered by God and knows God. The person who does not love does not know God, because God is love. By this, the love of God is revealed in us, that God has sent his one and only Son into the world, so that we may live through him. And this is love, not that we have loved God, but that he loved us and sent his Son to be the atoning sacrifice for our sins. Dear friends, if God so loved us, then we also ought to love one another. No one has seen God at any time. If we love one another, God resides in us, and his love is perfected in us. But keep away from youthful passions and pursue righteousness, faithfulness, love, and peace in company with one another who call on the Lord from a pure heart. But the aim of our instruction is love that comes from a pure heart, a good conscience, and a sincere faith. But since we are of the day, we must stay sober by putting on the breastplate of faith and love, and as a helmet of our hope for salvation. If I speak in the tongues of men and of angels, but I do not have love, I am a noisy gong or a clanging cymbal. And if I have prophecy and know all mysteries and all knowledge, and if I have all faith so that I can remove mountains, but do not have love, I am nothing. If I give away everything I own, and if I give over my body in order to boast, but do not have love, I receive no benefit. Love is patience. Love is kind. It is not envious. Love does not brag. It is not puffed up. It is not rude. It is not self-serving. It is not easily angered or resentful. It is not glad about injustice, but rejoices in the truth it bears. All things, believe all things, hope all things, endures all things. Love never ends. But if there are prophecies, they will be set aside. If there are tongues, they will cease. If there is knowledge, it will be set aside. For we know in part, and we prophesies in part, but what is perfect comes. The partial will be set aside. When I was a child, I talked like a child. I thought like a child. I reasoned like a child. But when I became an adult, I set aside childish ways. For now we see in a mirror indirectly, but then we will see face to face. Now I know in part, but then I will know fully, just as I have been fully known. And now these three remain, faith, hope, and love. But the greatest of these is love. Love does no wrong to a neighbor. Therefore, love is the fulfillment of the law. Love must be without hypocrisy. Abhor what is evil. Cling to what is good. Be devoted to one another with mutual love, showing eagerness in honoring one another. Everything you do should be done in love. For the love of Christ controls us. Since we have concluded this, the Christ died for all. Therefore, all have died, and he died for all so that those who live should no longer live for themselves, but for him who died for them and was raised. Finally, brothers and sisters, rejoice, set things right, be encouraged, agree with one another, live in peace, and the God of love and peace will be with you. For he foreordained us, destined us, planned in love for us to be adopted, revealed as his own children through Jesus Christ, in accordance with the purpose of his will, because it pleased him and was his kind intent. You may be able to comprehend with all the saints what is the breadth and length and height and depth, and thus to know the love of Christ that surpasses knowledge, so that you may be filled up to all the fullness of God. My goal is that their hearts, having been knit together in love, may be encouraged, and that they may have all the riches that assurance brings in their understanding of the knowledge of the mystery of God, namely Christ, in whom are hidden all the treasures of wisdom and knowledge. Now we ask you, brothers and sisters, to acknowledge those who labor among you and preside over you in the Lord, and admonish you, and to esteem them most highly in love because of their work. Be at peace among yourselves. For God did not give us a spirit of fear, but of power and love and self-control. And let us take thought of how to spur one another on to love and good works. Let no one look down on you because you are young, but set an example for the believers in your speech, conduct, love, faithfulness, and purity. Until I come, give attention to the public reading of Scripture, to exhortation, to teaching. Do not neglect the spiritual gift you have given to you and confirmed by prophetic words when the elders laid hands on you. Take pains with these things. Be absorbed in them so that everyone will see your progress. Be conscientious about how you live and what you teach. Preserve in this, because by doing so, you will save both yourself and those who listen to you. For God is not unjust so as to forget your work and the love you have demonstrated for his name in having served and continuing to serve the saints. See what sort of love the Father has given to us, that we should be called God's children, and indeed we are. For this reason, the world does not know us, because it does not know him. We love because he loved us first. And we have come to know and to believe the love that God has in us. God is love, and the one who resides in love resides in God, and God resides in him. But this love is perfected with us, so that we may have confidence in the day of judgment. Because just as Jesus is, so also are we in this world. There is no fear in love, but perfect love drives out fear, because fear has to do with punishment. The one who fears punishment has not been perfected in love. And may the Lord cause you to increase and abound in love for one another and for all, just as we do for you. Everyone will know by this that you are my disciples, if you have love for one another.